many people think that the history of film is an American story. It starts with Thomas Edison and moves on to D.W. Griffith, Buster Keaton, the studio system. You might hear a mention of France's Lumiere brothers. Irish film critic Mark Cousins doesn't like that version of film history. Cousins spent 6 years traveling the globe to tell a more complete story. The result is a documentary series called The Story of Film, and it's now airing on Turner Classic Movies. The World's Carol Hills has more.
I stumbled upon The Story of Film. I'm a bit of a channel surfer, and one of my regular stops is Turner Classic Movies. One night, I tuned into this.
In the early 1910s, the best filmmaking in the world was taking place here in Scandinavia.
What? Scandinavia? 1910?
Maybe it was the Northern Light, how it changed. Or maybe it was the sense of destiny and mortality in Scandinavian literature that made Danish and Swedish movies more graceful and honest.
Who is this guy? Well, it's Mark Cousins, an extreme film buff and documentary filmmaker. His lifelong romance with film started when he was growing up in Northern Ireland during the height of the Troubles.
And it was a slightly nervy place, you know, there was a war on. But when I went into the movie house, even before the movie started, I felt safe and I could feel myself unwind. It just felt like getting onto a magic carpet and flying around the world. And so I just loved it. And I feel as if movies have sort of remained like a friend for life.
In his teens and 20s, Cousins saw as many movies as he could, subscribed to every film journal imaginable. He was dogged. He scoured libraries and film societies for obscure titles and developed an especially close phone relationship with a video store in New York. This was before the internet. Through all that viewing, Cousins realized that something was missing from the many film histories he'd read. Africa, Latin America, women directors, and it kind of drove him nuts.
So I just became infuriated, and I think The Story of Film was made out of a degree of anger at the fact that the film history that we have is far too narcissistic and far too self-regarding.
So Cousins wrote his own global history of cinema called The Story of Film. Then he got the wild idea to turn it into a documentary. Cousins spent 6 years traveling the globe with his camera in his backpack, interviewing directors on the fly, filming the cities and towns where famous movies were made. Like Shanghai, which in the early 1930s was like New York, a cultural and commercial mecca.
Film studios sprang up, great directors came to the fore, and movie stars were made. The greatest of them all was this woman, Ran Lingyu, often called the Chinese Greta Garbo.
Ran Lingyu's films were gritty and realistic.
Here, she's a single mother at her son's school performance. Money's so tight that Ran has been forced to sell her body to pay for her son's education.
Cousins says Ran's acting style was revolutionary.
People say that realistic acting began with Marlon Brando in America. But look at Ran here, her weariness, her understated gestures, her body language.
This was in 1934, decades before Brando. Mark Cousins loves American movies and devotes plenty of time to them in The Story of Film. But at some point, he always pivots, as if to say, but wait, look at what they were doing in Asia, Latin America, the Middle East. Take the 1970s in Africa, when film directors were experimenting the way they were in the U.S. Cousins shows a scene from the 1975 film Hala by Senegalese director Ousmane Sembène. It's a satire about a newly independent Senegal.
It starts here, the Chamber of Commerce in Dakar. It's the end of colonial rule. Senegalese triumphantly kick out the symbols of the French state, including jackboots and a gendarme cap.
But in the next scene, the new Senegalese businessmen are acting just like their French colonizers, showing off their new briefcases. Cousins' narration style is spare and often poetic, though some people have described it as a little annoying. Mostly, though, he makes you feel like he's sitting right next to you, pointing out a cool tracking shot or an innovative use of light. As Cousins globetrots through The Story of Film, it's clear he just loves the movies and wants you to love them, too.
The more I traveled around the world, the more I filmed at dawn in Calcutta, and the more I filmed in Paris in November with the ice on the streets, I began to realize that cinema is, as well as other things, it's the art of place. Cinema is brilliant at capturing the placeness of a place.
If you're wondering if Cousins thinks they're great films being made today, his resounding answer is yes. Some are by Americans, but others are being made by people you've never heard of, from Russia, the Philippines, Iran, and Thailand. And Mark Cousins says the best place to find them is YouTube. For the World, I'm Carol Hills.